for downloading our podcast. The present time is so significant to us, and we can lose sight of the bigger picture. We can be frustrated because our Christian life is not progressing to the heavenly utopia on the pace that we expect. Is this a problem with God or a problem with us? What does God's kingly rule have to do with our day-to-day life now? What is the bigger picture of our Christian life? Where does this sojourn or this pilgrimage ultimately begin? When will it end? Why do we ultimately want to continue to seek first our Lord's kingdom and His kingly mercy as we conduct ourselves on our earthly pilgrimage? These are the questions that we seek to answer in our series titled, God's Pilgrim People. Well, thank you for downloading this meditation. I hope my voice holds out, so I am thankful I'm on the recovery side of COVID. First, let me wish you a Happy New Year. This is a time where we make our resolutions, and I thought it was appropriate for us to consider Abraham entering the covenant of grace, as we consider what it looks like to be a traveling pilgrim under the sun. The first passage we want to consider is to show that we are a pilgrim people in covenant with God. This passage is Genesis 15. The Lord vows that the Lord will be Abram's shield and defender, Genesis 15:1. The Lord will see to it that Abram's reward will be very great. The Lord promises in Genesis 15:3-5 that Abram will be the father of offspring, as numerous as the stars of the sky. Abram says amen to the Lord's promises in Genesis 15:6. This means that Abram believes that the Lord is able to raise the dead and that Abram will receive an inheritance by the grace of God. Abram is going to sojourn under the sun as a pilgrim having his face turned to heaven. Abram does not believe that the Lord is really able to accomplish this redemptive promise. That's the thing we find in the story. So he asks the Lord, how will he know that this is true? The strange thing is that the Lord tells him to get the animals and to cut them up, Genesis 15:9. This is not for him to eat the animals, but so that the blood will run between the animal carcasses. The warning is that if one transgresses a covenant, they will be cut up like the animal if one would dare to challenge the goodness of God. We find an example of this in Jeremiah 34, verses 18 and 20, that if you want to see this expectation of what makes Abram afraid, you find that in Jeremiah, the priest has to walk between the animals. Nevertheless, we get back to our story in Genesis 15. The birds of prey are circling in the sky above and swooping down on the dead carcasses. This clearly communicates death. Abram peers down the bloody path, and all he can see is the deep darkness of hell that falls upon him. Genesis 15:7 is a turning point, where Abram sees the flame and the smoking furnace pass between the pieces of animals. Abram is never commanded to walk between these pieces, like we find in Jeremiah 34, verses 18 through 20. Abram will be spared the hellish sword, guarding the way to the tree of life. Abram will not experience hell. The cloud of smoke and the flaming oven is a picture of God walking between the pieces of animals. This means that in the covenant of grace, not only will the Lord guarantee an eternal legacy for his people, but the Lord will take the sanction of death, the punishment of death, in their place. The Lord will walk through the hell sword that guards the way to the tree of life. As part of this covenant, there is a hope that the Canaan land will be secured after the 400 years of slavery. And we can be assured that as the Lord provides Canaan to a new Adam people, so the Lord guarantees a true Canaan to those who walk, saying amen to the promises of God. The thing we need to note then is that in the call to Abraham, as this comes to him, that there is a declaration that Sarah was still barren, in 11 verse 30. In order for the seed of the woman to continue, and for the Lord to build his heavenly city, then the Lord has to secure an heir. His pilgrim people need to cultivate and generate more pilgrims. While Abram and Sarah take this job upon themselves, they conspire to use Sarai's handmaid as a surrogate mother to help God along the way. You see, God is too weak to bring life from death. However, El Shaddai, God Almighty, appears to Abram once again in Genesis 17. He tells Abram to walk before him and be blameless. Blameless? Abram is caught having an adulterous relationship with his wife's permission. How can he measure up to this statement? It is not that Abram is going to be without sin, for that is impossible according to John's first letter to the church. This blameless means it is without blemish, like the animals for a sacrifice. A better way would be to say, to be whole, have integrity, be complete. It is a call for Abram to realize that the Lord brings the shalom, the peace, the fullness of the kingdom. It is a reminder for Abram the promise that the Lord made to him in Genesis 15. The Lord will defend. The Lord is simply saying to Abram, remember your amen. Live before the face of God, and find your fullness in Him rather than in your scheming. And so now there is a new sign of this covenant. It is not a new covenant, but a sign that is given to Abram that the Lord is serious about his Genesis 15 covenantal promise. It is a sign of consecration that a people will be set apart unto the Lord, a community, a seed of the woman, who will live their lives in light of the coming Redeemer, as their sole hope and strength as they undergo their earthly pilgrimage. Circumcision is a sign of being consecrated, set apart unto the Lord, finding one's fullness or wholeness in the Lord. As Leviticus 19:23 warns Israel that they are not to eat of the fruit of the land, because it is literally uncircumcised, rather than forbidden, as many translations translate the word. It is not consecrated to the Lord. This is why Jeremiah tells Israel to circumcise their hearts. It is Jeremiah exhorting Israel to find their fullness not in themselves, but to be tender to the ways of the Lord, as they pursue the God of true shalom, wholeness, or peace, Jeremiah 4, verse 4. However, the one who despises a sign in Genesis 17, verse 14, is cut off. This is the flip side of the warning of the covenant sign. If one wants to pursue life in one's own terms without the wholeness of the Lord, they will be cut off. They will not find life if they do not say amen to the promises of God. This exhortation is not an Old Testament call, but the call for us today. We walk saying amen to the promises of God. We walk struggling to find our fullness in Him, knowing that He is a God who walked through the hell sword so we can have heaven. We walk out of gratitude, giving ourselves over to the Lord's Spirit, conforming to His wisdom, as we conform to not just one command, but have a small beginnings in all the commandments of the Lord. Heidelberg Catechism, Answer 114. Let us hear these words in our new year, being refreshed to live our lives saying amen to the promises of God, and continually giving ourselves over to the Lord's Spirit as He cuts away at the crusty foreskin of our heart. Let us be tender to the true God of heaven, knowing that life is only found in Him, even as we struggle under the sun as His pilgrim people. Well, thank you for listening to this meditation. I sincerely hope you have a happy new year. Until we meet again, may the Lord's blessing and peace be upon you. Thank you for watching or listening to our podcast. Belgrade URC is a Bible-believing, Reformed, confessional church that seeks to cultivate community around our Savior. If you desire to learn more about Christianity, please join us for worship each Sunday at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m. If you're not able to attend church, you can tune in to our Sunday live stream through our YouTube channel. Please subscribe to our current sermon series and weekly meditation through iTunes or your favorite podcast catcher. If we are not listed on your favorite podcasting host, please let us know through our webpage, urcbelgrade.com. You can also utilize our archived sermon series on our website, urcbelgrade.com. Most of all, we hope to see you sojourning and fellowshipping with us each Sunday. Until we meet again, may the Lord's blessing and peace be upon you.